What if one chapter could change your life? What if there was one passage of scripture that allowed you to leave the past behind you, to look beyond your present challenges, and provided the hope for a brighter tomorrow? Turning the page to these powerful words can turn a page in your life, giving you the confidence you need for every step you take. Words that contain God's desire to breathe renewed life into you through a divine promise just waiting to be claimed. A promise that you will never be abandoned, never be alone, and always be cared for. A promise that you are chosen and called by God. How would your life change if you knew you could endure every trial, that nothing could stand in your way, knowing there's nothing God wouldn't do for you? Is it too hard to believe that such an arrangement of simple words, composed beautifully, authored divinely, nearly 2,000 years ago, could be so great? What is this chapter? Romans 8, the greatest chapter in the Bible.
I'm David Jeremiah. During my current teaching series, I've been telling you that Romans chapter 8 is a Bible chapter that can change your life. And today, I will give you yet another reason why. Paul finishes chapter 8 with three verses that tell us there is nothing that can separate us from God's love. Does that sound life-changing to you? Well, all of us go through times in life when we wonder if God has forgotten about us. The clouds overhead may appear dark, and the wind may be blowing hard against your soul, leaving you feeling quite alone. But in today's message, which I call More Than Conquerors, we'll learn that nothing in life can come between us and God. We are able to conquer any difficulty, no matter its source, because we are conquerors in Christ. I hope you'll join me as we unpack Paul's profound words on today's edition of Turning Point.
On Turning Point.
Paul is saying, and if I have forgotten anything so far, If I have left anything out that you might think could separate you from the love of God, if there's anything still laying on the table, let me take care of it here. Not any created thing can ever separate you from the love of God.
Many times in Scripture, God tells us to write His Word on our hearts. I believe that writing down Scripture by hand is a strong command from God, and it's a spiritual practice I've done for many years. Doing so has transformed my personal time with the Lord, and I want to invite you to do the same. That is why I have created the Written Word Journal, starting with the book of Romans. Paul's epistle is a powerful book on its own, and I promise you, writing it down will get it into your mind and heart like never before. Here's more about the Written Word Journal.
Get into God's Word and allow God's Word to get into you with the Written Word Journal. On the right-hand page of this journal, you will handwrite Romans word for word. As you do, record your thoughts, reflections, notes, and prayers on the adjacent page, charting your personal journey with God through the book of Romans. The Written Word is yours when you give a gift of any amount in support of this program. And if you give $60 or more, Dr. Jeremiah will also send you his current teaching series, Romans 8, on CD or DVD, along with a correlating study guide. Or, if you give generously to the ministry, you will receive the Written Word Journal and a genuine leather Jeremiah Study Bible in the New King James Version. Contact Turning Point today.
I was breathing, but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my turn till I met you.
Come on, church, let's sing this out.
Back.
For more than three decades, David Jeremiah and Turning Point have delivered the unchanging Word of God to an ever-changing world. Through radio, books and print resources, television and online, people around the world have received the gospel, the strength and encouragement to help them through their greatest trials, and consistent Bible-strong teaching for their walk with God. And it has only been possible with the help of our Bible-strong partners. Our Bible-strong partners are dedicated supporters of David Jeremiah and Turning Point, whose gifts help Turning Point reach more souls across the globe and continue to come to you on this network. And you can join the thousands of Bible-strong partners today. Your dedicated support will help deliver the unchanging Word of God to an ever-changing world. Plus, as a Bible-strong partner, you will receive monthly resources handpicked by Dr. Jeremiah to encourage and strengthen your own walk with God. To become a member or to find out more information, go to davidjeremiah.org/Bible-strong.
Awesome, magnificent, all-sufficient God, eternal Redeemer, through His precious blood, our fortress forever, on His name we call. Awesome, magnificent, all-sufficient God. Awesome, magnificent, all-sufficient God. Come to honor our gracious King of Kings. He has been so faithful, and He will remain. Join us as we worship, crown Him with praise. Awesome, magnificent, all-sufficient God, eternal. Of the blessed Holy Trinity, let us lift our voices to Christ who reigns above, generously granting mercy, grace, and love. Awesome, magnificent, all-sufficient God.
The act of writing out scripture by hand is a powerful practice. In fact, it is a command directly from God. God understood how writing with your hand imprints the words on your mind. And that's why Dr. Jeremiah has created the Written Word Journal. Use the Written Word Journal to write Paul's wonderfully rich letter to the Romans word for word. As you do, record your thoughts, reflections, notes, and prayers on the adjacent page, charting your personal journey with God through the book of Romans. The Written Word Journal is yours when you give a gift of any amount in support of this program. And if you give $60 or more, Dr. Jeremiah will also send you his current teaching series, Romans 8, on CD or DVD, along with a correlating study guide. Or, if you give generously to the ministry, you will receive the Written Word Journal and a genuine leather Jeremiah Study Bible in the New King James Version. Contact Turning Point today.
Does your devotional life need a turning point? David Jeremiah's exclusive monthly magazine and devotional may be what you're looking for. Each issue of Turning Points is centered around a unique spiritual theme based on David Jeremiah's teachings. Inside, you will find inspiring articles from David Jeremiah taken from God's Word. Study inspirational daily devotions to aid you in your quiet time with God. Discover a complete schedule of Turning Points radio and television broadcasts so you never miss a show. Join more than 300,000 subscribers who support the ministry of Turning Point around the world. Sign up for your copy of this free monthly resource today.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, oh, a better life, yeah. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Search for the light and day in the dead of night. Oh, we've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know where they just ain't right. Oh, there's a better life, you know. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. Receive it, oh, you can feel it. Somebody testify. If you believe it, oh, if you receive it, don't you know? You can feel it. Somebody testify, testify. Come on. If you believe it, oh, if you receive it, don't you know? You can feel it.
The act of writing out scripture by hand is a powerful practice. In fact, it is a command directly from God. God understood how writing with your hand imprints the words on your mind. And that's why Dr. Jeremiah has created the Written Word Journal. Use the Written Word Journal to write Paul's wonderfully rich letter to the Romans word for word. As you do, record your thoughts, reflections, notes, and prayers on the adjacent page, charting your personal journey with God through the book of Romans. The Written Word Journal is yours when you give a gift of any amount in support of this program. And if you give $60 or more, Dr. Jeremiah will also send you his current teaching series, Romans 8, on CD or DVD, along with a correlating study guide. Or, if you give generously to the ministry, you will receive the Written Word Journal and a genuine leather Jeremiah Study Bible in the New King James Version. Contact Turning Point today.
Thank you for watching Turning Point. Now, here is Dr. Jeremiah with his message, More Than Conquerors.
Late one evening, while attending a conference in the German city of Hamburg, John Roth boarded a commuter train and headed for an outlying suburb. The train car was completely empty at that late hour, and he dozed sleepily as it rattled past the harbor, then through the industrial district. Several minutes into the trip, an old man, dressed in rags and clearly suffering from a mental disability, shuffled into the car, closely followed by four teenagers. The young man, sporting an assortment of chains, tattoos, and body piercings, entered the car, following this old man, laughing and talking really loud. Almost immediately, their attention focused on this homeless person who had seated himself near the center of the car. They began to taunt him, shouting obscenities and making humiliating references to his mental state. But verbal abuse wasn't enough. Without warning, they began kicking his legs with their heavy boots and punching him in the arms and in the face. Seated toward the back of the car, John Roth whispered a deep prayer, got out of his seat, and walked toward the old man and his attackers. As he got near, he said, Hans, how are you? And then, slipping between two of the surprised teenagers, John embraced this man who had never met before in his life, helped him to his feet, and said, come sit with me. We have so much to catch up on. The old man followed him toward the rear of the car and slid into the window seat. The teens looked on, not sure what they should do, and for a time they talked among themselves. When the train pulled into the next stop, they got off. And at the following stop, Hans got off, mumbling a word of thanksgiving. Looking back on that event, John Roth made an incredible evaluation. He said, the common sense of our culture teaches that the only way to respond to fear is a cowardly retreat or a fight to the finish. The beauty and power of the gospel is that Jesus Christ offers us a third alternative. Trust in God, in the transforming power of his love. Don't be afraid. Stand up, enter into the middle of the conflict, and bring something nobody ever would expect. Bring love. In this next section, and the last section of Romans 8, we're going to discover a force that is so powerful that it will conquer the worst things that could possibly happen to you. In fact, this force is so all-encompassing that nothing lives outside of its walls. Open your heart to the incredible possibility that whatever's going on in your life, God is more powerful than that, and that his love is unquenchable, unstoppable, and will never let you go. The story begins at the last couple of verses of Romans chapter 8, where we read in verse 37 these words, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In all these things we are more than conquerors. Now, the word more than conquerors, is three words in the English language, but in the Greek language from which this was translated, it's one word. It's a big, long word. The word is hypernikomen. Now, most of us know what hyper is. If you got any two-year-olds, you know what hyper is. Hyper is kind of like out of control, over the top. The middle word is the word Nike. If you're a sports person, you know that word. The word means victory. That's what the word Nike means. So, hyper victory. So the Bible says you and I are hyper victorious over all these things. We are more than conquerors. And Paul's not talking here about something that will happen to us. He's talking about things that are happening to us right now. In the midst of these things, we are more than conquerors. And we're not merely conquerors. We're not just neutralizing the things that happen to us. Paul says, no, we're overcoming them. We're overwhelming them. More than conquerors, so that whether it's death or life or angels or principalities or things present or things to come, whatever it is that's going on in our life, because of God's love for us, we can overcome that. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. We're not simply enabled by His love to hold on. Neither is this the case that we'll just manage this and get through it somehow. How many of you know that's the way a lot of Christians approach their life? Well, how's it going for you? Well, we're doing okay. We're just hanging on. We'll get through it somehow. No, Paul says it's got to be more than that if you understand what he's teaching. Because of what God tells us about His love for us, He gives us the strength to overcome things that we would never, ever be able to overcome. I was taught to study the Bible from the English language by a professor named Howard Hendricks when I was in seminary, and he called his course inductive Bible study, and I don't want to go into a lot of detail about that except that he taught us to look for things that jumped out at us because they were repeated. And if you look at Romans 8, you'll notice that in the 28th verse of Romans 8, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good." And then you get down to verse 31 and it says, "What shall we say to these things?" And then you get to verse 37 and it says, "Yet in all these things." Now, what kind of things is Paul talking about? Well, he told us in the last lesson, he's talking about storms and peril, and he's talking about famine and persecution and nakedness. He's talking about the sword. In fact, he even says, "For your sake, we are killed all the day long." Paul was literally saying every day he faced death. So what is he saying when he says, "We are more than conquerors"? He's saying all these things that I've listed, all of this long list, we can be more than conquerors when these things happen. How do we go about proving that to ourselves? Paul says that he is persuaded that this is true, that we are more than conquerors. Are you persuaded of that? Are you bouncing around these days with all this stuff that's happening to us? Are you hitting the wall? Are you wondering, where did that come from, and now what do I do? Well, he's going to teach us some things about God's love, but before we look at his methodology, let me tell you a brief story. George Matheson was born in Scotland in 1842. And as a child, he had just partial vision. It was pretty obvious when he was born that he had visual problems. By the time he was 18, he was totally blind. He did not let his blindness get in his way in terms of his student ability. He graduated from the University of Glasgow. He later graduated from seminary. He actually became a pastor, and he was a pastor of several churches and ultimately a very large church in Edinburgh. There in that church, he was greatly loved and revered. He was a wonderful pastor. During the early days of his time in Edinburgh, he met a young woman and he fell in love with her. He thought she had fallen in love with him. They went together for a short time, and then she came to him and told him that she had decided that she could not be married to a blind man for the rest of her life. And it just about destroyed him. It was so painful. What a disappointment. And out of that, he wrote a beautiful little song. And you probably have never heard this song. I grew up in a church where this would often be sung as a solo from time to time. And I don't think the words of the song won't stick with you, but the first line will. Here's what he wrote. "Oh, love, that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. So broken by the loss of the love of this woman, he fell back on the love of God, and this is what he said, and I love this line, O love that will not let me go. And I want to tell you this morning about the love that will not let you go. Paul is going to prove this to us in a very interesting way. It will surprise you to know, and it will just shock you to know, that when I was in college, I was an English major. Please forgive my teachers for not doing a better job. Please forgive me for not being a better student, but that's the truth. I was an English major. And in English, there are certain tools that help you. And one of them, it's called a merism. I'm pretty sure most of you never heard that word unless you're an English teacher. What is a merism? Well, it's a way that in English you state a pair of contrasting words to represent the full range of everything in between. Here's a good illustration. He knows his subject from A to Z. That's a merism. What does that mean? He knows everything in between. He knows it from A, he knows it from Z. Now, Paul's going to use five of those statements to prove to us the answer to the question you find earlier in the text, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He's going to teach us in this text that no one or nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Here's the first one. Not the crisis of death, nor the calamities of life. In the text, he says, neither death nor life. Paul said, who's going to separate you from God? Neither life nor death can do that. Paul knew about death. He's the one that wrote 1 Corinthians 15, O death, where is your sting? Paul wasn't afraid to die. He actually said in Philippians, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. He wasn't afraid to die. Paul knew something. He knew that death cannot separate you from Christ or from God, because what death does, it ushers you into the full glory of his presence. Death doesn't take you away from God. Death ushers you into his very presence. So death can't separate you from God. And if death cannot separate us, what about life? Paul says, neither burdens or bitterness or disappointments or uncertainties or physical misery, all of these things could pull one away from Christ if he were not in control. But here's what you need to remember, men and women. This story is not about our love for God. It's about God's love for us. If it were the other way around, you could understand, oh yeah, these things can keep you from loving God. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about how much God loves you and what it would take for him to ever stop. Here's what we've learned so far. Not the crisis of death and not the calamities of life. Paul goes on to say, not the intervention of angels or the intrusion of demons. He says, neither angels nor principalities. Most writers believe when he's talking about angels here, he's talking about evil angels, because I can't imagine any good angel that would want to pull you away from the love of God. Why can't angels pull you away from God's love? Because angels report to God. They are in submission to him. He's the one that runs the angelic force. And demons cannot overcome him because he is more powerful than they are. Lucifer and the full range and ranks of forces in between do not have sufficient power to break the hold of God's love upon his children. Oh, love that will not let me go. Angels and principalities cannot destroy us because God protects us. They are powerless in the shadow of his love. So it's not the crisis of death, nor the calamities of life, not the intervention of angels, nor the intrusion of demons. Here's the third one. Not the cares of today or the concerns of tomorrow, nor things present, nor things to come. Now, this is a concern along a horizontal line. Paul says that on the continuum between the present and the future, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. There's a woman who has written a lot, and I have read a lot that she's written, and I've always been blessed when I read it. Her name is Ruth Harms Kalkin. Listen to her prayer that understands what we're learning. Here's what she prayed. She said, God, I may fall flat on my face. I may fail until I feel old and beaten and done in. Yet your love for me is changeless. All the music may go out of my life. My private world may shatter to dust. Even so, you will hold me in the palm of your steady hand. No turn in the affairs of my fractured life can baffle you. Satan, with all his braggadocio, cannot distract you. Nothing can separate me from your measureless love. Pain can't, disappointment can't, anguish can't. Yesterday, today, tomorrow can't. The loss of my dearest love can't. Death can't. Life can't. Riots, war, insanity, hunger, neurosis, disease, none of these things, nor all of them heaped together, can budge the fact that I am dearly loved, completely forgiven, and forever free through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Wouldn't that be a prayer to pray every day? We've already discovered that the things in the present can't disarm us because we learned what God is for us, who can be against us, right? And Jesus came and spoke to them, and he said, all authority's been given unto me. Why can't any of these things get through? Because they all are under the authority of Almighty God. They're in submission to him. He has determined to love us, and no one can release his grip upon that love. Not the crisis of death or the calamities of life, not the intervention of angels or the intrusion of demons, not the cares of today or the concerns of tomorrow. Listen to this one. Not the pinnacle of heaven nor the pit of hell, nor height nor depth. Paul says, not anything so high or so deep can ever separate you from the love of God. What does that mean? Well, imagine traveling millions and millions of miles upward into the heavens, straight up into the deep space till you reach the outer edge of the Milky Way galaxy. It's impossible that the suns and the nebulae or the novas you would see out there would pose any threat to God's love for you. Neither would you find such a threat if you turned around and drilled downward into the hot core of the earth. This is a concern along a vertical line. If time cannot separate us from God's love, neither can space. Psalm 139 tells us there's nowhere we can ever go to get beyond God's love. Or in the words of heavyweight champion Joe Louis, we can run, but we can't hide. God has every inch of the universe covered. He made it. He's the Lord of it. His love is deeper and wider, and all the dimensions of creation can never get in the way of his love for you and me. Not the crisis of death or the calamities of life, not the intervention of angels or the intrusion of demons, not the cares of today or the concerns of tomorrow, not the pinnacle of heaven or the pit of hell. Here's my favorite one of all, because it's everything we've already said in one mirism. Not anything mighty nor anything made. Paul said it this way, nor powers, nor any other created thing. Paul ends his list of the things that cannot separate us from the love of God with a handy catch-all phrase, nor any other created thing. It's almost like Paul is saying, and if I have forgotten anything so far, if I have left anything out that you might think could separate you from the love of God, if there's anything still laying on the table, let me take care of it here. Not any created thing can ever separate you from the love of God. We are Christians, and we have trouble. And this verse is not telling us that if we're Christians, we won't have trouble. God's pledge is not that suffering will never afflict us, but that it will never separate us from God's love. In fact, we have discovered, have we not, that in the midst of suffering, in the midst of trials, in the midst of deep seated difficulties, we find God in a way we could never find him in times of prosperity. When we are in the deepest need, he comes to us in a way that we can't even explain. It's that peace that passes all understanding. Our confidence is not in our love for him. Men and women, our confidence is in his love for us. In the words George Matheson, his love will never let us go. He will never let you go. He loves you. You cannot get out of the grip of his love. If you're a Christian, if you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you're in the family of God. Father God has your back. He has your hands. He's got you, and you will never escape from his love. You know, often when you study the Bible, you find passages of Scripture that illustrate other passages of Scripture. I want you to join me in reading Psalm 46. Psalm 46 is a wonderful psalm, and let me just tell you up front that it is the portion of Scripture from which Martin Luther wrote, "A mighty fortress is our God." So what we're going to do here is we're going to stand up and we're going to read that passage of Scripture out loud so that it will imprint itself in your heart. So let's all stand together. Now, here's what you need to do when you're reading Scripture out loud, especially from the screen. I'm going to ask you not to read it from your Bible because there's so many different versions, it won't make a lot of sense if we do that. So we'll read what's on the Scripture. This is the New King James Version of the Scripture. Read it authoritatively. Let's read it out loud together. Let's read it like we really need it, and then let's hear it like it meets that need. Are you ready? Here we go. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Perhaps the finest of Luther's great hymns, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Its majestic and thunderous proclamation of our faith is a singing symbol of the Reformation. Inspired by Psalm 46, Luther caught up in the hymn the very essence of faith, which he found in the psalm. Throughout the ages, men have been stirred by the realization that the eternal God is available to them and that nothing, literally nothing, can overwhelm or destroy a man when he lives in his faith. Nothing can separate him from the love of his God. So as we close our service today, we're going to sing the first and the last verses of Martin Luther's hymn. I remember singing this as a boy coming up in the church. I didn't know really much about it or why we sang it, except it was a big song and it had an organ playing behind it. We have an organ. Did you know that? And we brought it out for this hymn alone. And we're going to sing verse 1 and verse 4 of "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And here's the truth. We are part of God's forever kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
How long is forever? It's forever. And nothing can separate you from His love. Not any of the things in Romans 8 or any things you can make up this afternoon. Not any of the things that run through your mind. God loves you with an everlasting love.
Dr. Jeremiah will return in a moment to close today's program right after this.
Thank you for watching Turning Point. Dr. Jeremiah would like to offer you the Written Word Journal, Romans, sent to you in appreciation of your gift of any amount in support of this program. And for a gift of $60 or more, Dr. Jeremiah will include his current teaching series, Romans 8, the greatest chapter in the Bible, on your choice of CD or DVD, and a correlating study guide. Or, if you give a generous gift of $100 or more in support of the ministry of Turning Point, you'll receive the Written Word Journal and a genuine leather Jeremiah Study Bible in Dr. Jeremiah's preferred New King James Version. Thank you for your support of Turning Point. Contact us today.
And now, with one last word for today's program, here is Dr. Jeremiah.
I hope you caught Paul's final words. The love of God which is in Christ Jesus. This is not some warm and fuzzy kind of love. It's the love God demonstrated by sending His own Son to die on the cross for our sins. It's a love that asks only one thing, that you receive it as a gift. Have you received God's gift of love through faith in Christ? If you would like help understanding how you can become a Christian, I hope you will allow me to send you our free booklet, Your Greatest Turning Point. When you contact us, we will also send our monthly devotional magazine, Turning Points. The articles and daily devotions will be a great encouragement. We'll gladly send both of these resources to you completely free of charge when you contact us here at Turning Point today.
In addition to these free study resources, you can connect with Turning Point on the go, anytime, anywhere. Download the newly redesigned Turning Point app to listen to Turning Point Radio, watch Turning Point Television, read daily devotionals, and more. Plus, for the young ones in your life, the new Airship Genesis Pathway to Jesus mobile game, an engaging narrative puzzle adventure game that explores the life of Jesus. Available now for free on the App Store. Next time on Turning Point.
If you take all of these issues that we're dealing with and you trace them, they have a hook in the future. God says, this is what's going to happen. And there's an old adage when you study prophecy that says, future events cast their shadows before them. In other words, if there's an event out there that's going to happen, it's not just going to pop on you one day. It's going to cast its shadow before us. We're living in those shadows right now.
Join Dr. Jeremiah next time for a special interview introducing his new prophecy series, Where Do We Go From Here?, hosted by Sheila Walsh. Here on Turning Point.
Today on Turning Point, Dr. David Jeremiah returns to the book of Exodus with encouragement to keep your eyes open for God's provision.
I want you to understand what the Bible says, what it means, and what it specifically means for you.
Genesis and join in the legendary Bible adventures of the Genesis Exploration Squad.
Experience the setting of the Bible firsthand when you travel with David Jeremiah to Israel in spring 2022. Join Dr. Jeremiah as he teaches from God's Word in the very locations where biblical events took place. It's a Christian travel experience that strengthens your faith, refreshes your soul, and makes the Bible come alive. Don't miss this trip of a lifetime. Call or go online for more details.